right, we're back. That was the Alan Parsons Project, Eye in the Sky, and that really brought us back to a long, long time ago, back in, I don't know, must be 70s, 80s or something like that. Anyways, we have on the line with us, we have Shkwait Shachlach, and for people out there that don't know Shkwait Shachlach, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires of a couple of years ago, and the big flood of a couple of years ago up in the Nicola Valley. And he survived through all that, and just a really big inspiration for myself and many other people that know his story. Just a fighter, and just a very good testament of human will and survival. So we're very happy and blessed to have him on our program with us. How are you doing, Shkwait?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be.
Yeah.
Trying to survive the hot, cold temperatures.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's getting cold again. It's winter time. It's not even fall. It just seems to, like, went right into winter this year.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Up here, it's almost 30 degrees one day and then almost minus 30 the next.
Jeez, eh?
So, just trying to make it through to just the cold.
Yeah.
I can handle, you know, just the cold or just the hot.
Oh, yeah.
Not in between.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty tough on everybody. Yeah, so we have a very special day today and week. It's our fun drive, and it's made for people to get involved and interact with the station and carry on the legacy of just the whole radio station in its value system, in bringing positivity and empowerment and growth of humanity to the world. And we're just very honored and privileged to be able to do that. And I'd love to hear from you on your words on Fun Drive and just what it all means to you and whatever else. Go for it.
Fun Drive is kind of like a fundraiser.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the your guys' program that you hold each week certainly helps me keep focused on positive thoughts, eh? So, you know, and I hope whatever I have to say and all the other guests you guys have on have positive words to the listeners. So, you know, I hope that the listeners and the few guests, we can all help you know, throw a little bit of money in the coffers. To help continue this program, because, you know, I kind of hope it's a real positive influence on some people, you know, because, you know, some people be turned off on, oh, they're always positive and all that, you know, I guess then we're not for them. But, you know, there's enough of us in this world that, you know, are in going through tough times, health-wise, emotionally, physically, you know, financially. So hopefully the few positive words that we can put out there each week help some of these people, you know, and hopefully in turn, if it helped them, maybe they can, you know, send a dollar or, you know, to the fundraiser you have going. Because, you know, I see, you know, like I say, it helps me stay focused on positivity. You know, if I didn't have this to look forward to each week, you know, all these things that happen to me could take their toll on me negatively. Negative.
Yeah.
Wise, eh? So hopefully the listeners and the other guests and even yourselves at the station there can... how did that dude on 007 always say, look into your hearts or something like that? Remember, he was one of them sort of televangelers always. Money rubbing. Can't remember. I you know, I can kind of picture him, but I can't remember the words.
Yeah.
Look into your heart.
Look into your heart.
Come give all you can. All you can afford.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we need here at the station, because, you know, All this technology, you know, needs upkeep.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not built to last, you know, like at the beginning of the industrial age. All that stuff just needs to be polished and cleaned, and it still works as good as when they made it. You know, compared to something made 5 years ago, this day and age, it's got to be replaced.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need upkeep.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
Hopefully we can all see it in our hearts to give what we can.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you guys are a positive influence. You know, well, I hope we are.
Oh, yes, for sure we are. And we do know that we have people tuning in all over the world just to get some inspiration and positivity, because, you know, it's something that the world really needs at a time like this, where, you know, we're going through a lot of trauma, we're going through a lot of wars. We have the Middle East is on fire right now, and we pray and we hope that things will lead to positivity very soon. And also in Ukraine and Russia, and they're struggling there too, and we need to stand together as humanity and make changes in this world. And through this program and through yourself and you, the listeners out there too, you can make a difference, and you will and you are. And I'm very proud to be a part of this program and part of this station. And I thank you all for whatever you've given already, for what you've given in the past, because what you hear right now is what you gave from the past. And we thank you and we appreciate that. And also yourself, Shkwaisht, we thank you for joining us every week and sharing some of your beautiful music and just some of your insights on how you've come through this traumatic times that you survived and went through. It's just always an honor and a privilege to have you on our program, and I just really thank you and appreciate you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And
thank you guys for helping me get through these times by being there.
Yes. Yeah, so I guess we're going to have to let you go for now and say bye for now. And we hope you have a great and awesome rest of your week and weekend. And we'll be hearing from you soon enough.
Okay. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwaisht Shakhlakh from Gwaishkana, BC, up in Shkaid. And always an honor to have him on our show with us. So we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to be coming up to Lady Fima, and we're going to play a song from her, from Horizont, and their album called Topic, I believe. No, their album is About Time. And their song is called Le Terre. And just a beautiful little song. And let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. We're back. That was Horizont. They're Scandinavia, out in the Scandinavian countryside or wherever out there in Europe. And that was their song called Le Terre. And that was from their album called About Time. And it's about time we have Lady Faima on with us. And welcome, Lady Faima. How are you doing?
My greeting to you, dear Chief, and the respected listeners, and especially to the Simon Fraser University student, and also UBC student, because you receive a lot of volunteers from that side to this station, and the rest of the country and outside of the country, especially to the landowners of the country.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. We have a very special program today, and it's based on Fun Drive, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, is the fund drive, basically the translation of this is fundraising. Is the donation of each person, no matter how much, the participating in the contribution for the funding, it's important and it counts.
Mm-hmm.
Our contribution, it can be like a drop of a rain.
Mm.
But the rain, a drop of the rain, it make an ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So however, let's be pure as a water. Let's be unified as the waves of one sea. And let's make the differences together by donating and allowing us by your generous contribution and the thoughts and the kindness to shake the world by the positive news, positive activities, to bring the joy, hope, peace, and fun to your territory, basically. And this is the best I can put the phrases beside each other, is essential we take an action regarding the fund drive, which is fundraising toward Three Voices. This station, it has really, is really pioneer in the words and in the action. It's something is very new with the very limited facility that we have in our hand. We make that difference then.
Mm-hmm.
Please, by your generous and kindness of your contribution, let's make that differences, not only us, together. Whatever we do, we are as one nation, as one body. We are walking together, however, wherever, in each part of the world we are placing. And anyhow, I wish the very best for each one of you, and the peace for Canada especially, and the rest of the world, the peace to receive the peace very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And however, I send my blessing and prayers to the positive action, positive thought, as one nation, walking together as one body. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining us. It's always a privilege and an honor to have you on our show.
Thank you. Just
all your wisdom and wise words and encouragement. It's so empowering and uplifting and helps us all fly. And you really are electric. You're an electric lady, Fahima.
Thank you.
Gives us energy to the world. Yeah.
Because I receive it, that positivity, that kindness. You are all showering me at the station and outside of that station in the society. Is the smallest way of the positivity and kindness and generosity of your time, and you know, to walk together and understanding what peace means. This is just the smallest way that makes me happy to give back to the community and to give it back to the universe, basically. And thank you very much for allowing me for this opportunity and in the wonderful, kind and warm invitation. Thank you, Chief.
Oh, you're welcome. And we also have to acknowledge and thank the staff up here at CGSF.
Absolutely.
Which is Magnus, Robin.
Yes.
Jesse, Conovar.
Yes.
Juju.
Yes.
Chris.
Yes.
Jason.
Yes.
We have so many other volunteers that come in and do programs such as the president of CJSF, which is Linda Kaboyu. She has a show.
Yes.
Leslie, she has a show. Paria, yes. She has a show. Ethan, yes. I believe he has a show too. And we're all part of the board up here at CJSF, and we thank them all for just all their hard work and generosity and dedication to bringing positivity to the world and just bringing that energy. And I'm just so proud to be with all of you here at the station.
Thank you.
And all of our guests here, such as yourself, Lady Fima. You're a very inspirational person and a very role model for the rest of the world to bring all these beautiful words and wisdom, and just a real honor to be on the program with you. So we thank you, and we do know that you're pretty busy, so we're gonna have to let you go for now, and just always yes. Absolute fun time to
thank
have
you.
Thank
you very much for having me. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for bringing fun to Fun Drive. So we're gonna have to say bye, and bye for now.
Yes, bye-bye.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen from everywhere, that was Lady Fima. And she's always just a joy to have on our program, and just an honor also. So we wish to bring you all in and listen and join us to carry on the legacy of CJSF 90.1 FM up here at Simon Fraser University. And just go to the website, www.cjsf.ca/donate, and you guys can help us just bring and continue bringing positivity to the world and growth for humanity, and also empowerment for each one of us to continue to look out for our own human rights and the human rights of others around us. It's so important to use our voices and our choices to bring this positivity to the world. It's very much needed, and we thank you already for what you've given and helped us to bring to the world, and just thank you so much. Appreciate all of you. So we'll be right back.
Hello? Is anyone there? I can't get in. Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in the rush.
Ugh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability, and 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure and every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhansen.com. That's rickhansen.com.
All right, we're back, and we're getting close to the end of our time here on our show at Free Voices. And yes, it's going to be a very exciting new year coming up. We're very excited for next week's program, because we're going to have a very special, powerful guest here at CJSF at the station, and his name is Dr. Akvan. He's an international law lawyer from London, England, and he's going to be here in the studio next week, Thursday, November 9th, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and we're going to have him on the program. He's going to share with us, and he's just a huge inspirational person. He's gone to many war countries and survived. Not many can survive just one war, but this person has survived multiple wars and genocide countries, and a very big, huge inspiration for myself and many others that have heard his story. And it's just an honor and a privilege to have him choose to come over here and just be a part of our program, be a part of positivity, growth for humanity. He's really big into human rights and justice, and it's going to be an awesome and fantastic show. So I'm looking forward to that, and I hope you all come in and join us also. And so we're going to have to say bye for now, and can't wait for you guys to come in and join us. And we're going to say bye and let you listen to some Townes Van Zandt. And this is his song called Waiting Around to Die. And hopefully that doesn't happen for many, many, many years. But here it is. Enjoy, everyone.
Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I don't even know the reason why. But I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. All one time, friends, I had a ma, even had a pa. Well, he beat her with a belt once, 'cause she cried. She told him to take care of me, headed down to Tennessee. But it's easier than just a waiting around to die. I came of age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. Oh, she cleaned me out and hit it on the sly. Well, I tried to kill the pain, I bought some wine and hopped a train. Seemed easier than just a waiting around to die. Then a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother did we fly. But the posse caught up with me and drug me back to Muskogee. And it's 2 long years of waiting around to die. Oh, but now I'm out of prison, I got me a friend at last. He don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. Oh, his name's Codeine, he's the nicest.